Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider-looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F. But I think I'm in the mood for a quickie.
What do you think?
Do I come off high maintenance? Because I feel like I'm really not. I just heard Allie scream, gasp. Allie, excuse me, I'm in the middle of a recording. Good morning, party people. Hi, I am recording this mini with sunglasses on. I had a drug interaction of sorts this morning. Not anything like prescription strength, okay? Because I know you guys like to go there, but we're doing okay. I ate. My best friend Allie's in town, and she made me an omelet with a side of avocado, which was really sweet of her. I mean, it's kind of the least she can do since she's like staying with me and I'm like not charging her, you know what I mean? Like, hotels in New York are a lot of money. She's also sitting in the next room. We're sitting right in front of me. That doesn't matter. Okay, guys. So this is going to be an episode titled SOS. Save our motherfucking sleuths. I should add the MF in there. And I know the website has been down. Merchandise is like a whole other thing that I'm working on because when I come back with new clothes and new pieces, I want them to be Balenciaga would shiver and cry and shake in their boots, okay? So I just want what's best for you guys, and sometimes that takes time. It is a marathon, not a fucking race. So, stories, questions, advice. If you guys want to submit anything anonymous, you can do it. I have a link on the Sophia podcast page on Instagram, and then I will make sure that I have a link on my personal Instagram page and maybe TikTok, except I don't know how TikTok works still, so I'll have to call the TikTok help hotline and figure that one out. But let's jump into this, and we are jumping in with a bang. This question was submitted a few months ago, and I was a little bit hesitant, but I'm just gonna fucking do it because it's kind of hilarious, all right? So here we go. Question number one. Hi, I am currently searching for groups of eight for Below Deck season blank. It will be on a 196-foot mega yacht. Charter dates are in April and May. We look for fun, outgoing, high-maintenance people who are used to five-star service. The price is $55,000 for the four-day trip. We also have guests prepay the standard tip of $15,000, so the total would be $70,000. The charter fee includes round-trip airfare for all guests, 24 service on the yacht, private chef, food and alcohol, and all water toys. If you're interested, I would have to schedule a Zoom interview with myself and your group and show it to the network. The sooner you get approved, the more of a chance you will have to pick your date of the charter. This trip would normally cost over $250,000. Why do I feel low-key offended right now? Okay, this is what it feels like. It's like when you drunkenly hook up with this ugly dude at the bar who's way below your league, and then the next day you get a text from him saying, hey, last night was really fun, but like I'm just really not interested. I don't want anything serious right now. And you're thinking to yourself, bitch, I stuck my tongue down your throat because I had one tequila too many. Like, I don't know. And also to just say we're looking for fun, outgoing, and then add high maintenance guests. Like, do I come off high maintenance? Because I feel like I'm really not. I just heard Allie scream, gasp. Allie, excuse me, I'm in the middle of a recording. What makes me high maintenance?
So many things. I can't even start.
Okay, Allie doesn't know what she's talking about, you guys. She just came off fresh off a red eye and you can't trust what she's saying. Okay, that's fine. Like, I like being called fun and outgoing and high maintenance. I'm a little bit offended that the trip would normally cost $250,000, but I'm expected to pay $70,000. $70,000 for a four-day trip? Like, and I didn't even ask. It's not like I, like, submitted an application to be on this show. I don't know. I feel like, to be honest, I think the footage that I and my friends would give them, we should be going on the trip for free. Me being blackout for 4 days straight, I will out every celebrity. I will spill every secret. I will spill all the tea. I will spill every drink. I will fall off the boat. Like, you can't put a price tag on that type of content. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. Okay, next question. Hi, I love the podcast. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 8 months now, and he still hasn't told me that he loves me. I've known I love him for about 3 months now, but I'm scared to tell him first, and I don't think I should have to. Should I tell him and risk him not saying it back, or just wait a bit longer to see if it does? Or am I overreacting, and is it too early for the I love you? Nope, it's not too early. I am confused, but I'm going to give you incredible advice like I always do. Is it just me, or Do you start dating and become exclusive once the I love yous have been exchanged? That's how it's been in my experience. Because think about it. You are dating someone exclusively, closing yourself off to any other opportunities, aka dick, and devoting yourself to this one person, and there's no I love yous exchanged. This is a little bit like madness to me, baby girl. So this is my advice for you. There, you have to tell him. And this is coming from the bitch that's like, oh my God, you can't even let a guy know you like him until he's proposed. You know what I'm saying? But in this situation, it's been 8 months. In my relationships, we move fast. Like 2-3 months in, it's like, all right, we're either in this or we're not. So this is what you need to do. You're not overreacting. It is not too early. In fact, it's too late, in my opinion. And my opinion is the only one that really counts and is like Bible. So you're going to tell him, yes, you are going to risk telling him that you love him. Why? Because you don't want to be wasting time, and because you deserve to be in a relationship knowing that that person loves you back, period. All I want to say, though, is be prepared for what the possibilities are, because there is a chance that A, he doesn't say it back, or B, it brings up a larger discussion of like, I don't know, what if he responds and he's like, yeah, I mean, like, we're dating, but like casually dating, like we've been dating other people. Like, he could say something crazy. I feel like I probably just gave you a heart attack by saying that. He's not fucking other people, but you need to say the I love you. Just be ready, because he might not say it back and it might bring up a larger discussion. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Okay, moving on. My friend of 3 years ghosted me. I don't have any reason to think that I did anything wrong. I texted her over 3 weeks ago and called her with no response. Should I just give up and assume that this friendship is over? Thanks so much. Friends ghosting. We talk about dudes ghosting all of the fucking time. We don't really talk about friends ghosting. I've had it happen to me, so I'm assuming it's somewhat common. Let me break it down for you very simply. It's one of two things. She either got a man or she's depressed. That is what I would chalk it up to. This exact scenario happened to me, and I was very, very close with this girl for years. We went to high school together, and she got a boyfriend, and all of a sudden, none of my texts were being answered. And I followed up, and it was almost a year until we ever spoke again. And the only reason we spoke again is because I started dating a guy that she had dated. Sorry, I didn't hear from you for a year. You left me on read. I figured the friendship was over and I could date a guy that you had dated, but that's a separate thing. So I think that you should try to reach out again and maybe say something like, hey, I totally get it if maybe you're like going through something and you don't feel like talking, just want you to know I'm here for you. And maybe that's not even the case and you're thriving. If so, love you and hope we can talk soon, and then leave it alone. If it ends up being the first scenario I mentioned, and it's because she is dating a new dude, that's not real bestie shit. I would be careful with her, to be honest. I would put her in the we're friends, we're not best friends zone. And guys, I guess with that, we are done with the mini for this week. And I love you guys so much. There will be a mini next week, obviously. And again, remember to submit these questions and your stories, etc., to the link that I will also provide when I post this. Allie, I'm just recording. Allie's just like slamming her suitcase. Like, I don't even know what she's doing. But Sleuths, I love you guys so, so much. And get ready for next week's episode because it won't be an SOS, but it'll be something. Bye.